Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how and why to ride a given retake of the reins. So when competing, some dressage tests will ask you to briefly release your contact via a give and retake of the reins. Now, the name of this movement is commonly shortened to give and retake, and it's often abbreviated as G and R. Now, it is an exercise that is often ridden incorrectly during dressage tests, leading to many needless lost marks. So in this podcast episode, we're going to clarify what a give and retake is, why the dressage judge wants to see you perform this exercise, how to ride a give and retake, and some faults that you need to avoid. So to kickstart us off, let's first discuss what is a give and retake. Well, during a give and retake, you release your contact for 2 or 3 strides by pushing your hands towards your horse's bit and showing a visible loop in your reins. Now, you can ride it by yielding forward both reins together or just the inside rein in isolation. Now, during training, you can ride this exercise in all the paces, so walk, trot and canter. But during dressage tests, you'll usually be asked to ride it in the trot or the canter. Now, this leads us on to our next question, which is that as you give away your contact, what should change? Well, the answer to that is nothing. Nothing about your horse's way of going should change when you relinquish your rein contact for those 2 or 3 strides. So there should be no change to your horse's outline. So your horse should not lift or lower his head, and his frame should not get longer or shorter. There should also be no change to your horse's rhythm and tempo. So your horse should stay in the same pace, maintaining the same regular rhythm with a suitable tempo. He should not speed up or slow down, and he should not break out of canter into the trot, etc. There should also be no change to your horse's stride. So your horse's stride should not get longer or shorter, flatter or taller. Now, there should also be no change to your horse's bend and straightness. So your horse's body should remain aligned on the straight or the curved track that you are following. So he should not become crooked, he should not swing his quarters inward or outwards, etc. And finally, there should be no change to your horse's balance and engagement. So your horse's self-carriage should be maintained. He should not fall onto his forehand, lose his balance, or begin to trail his hind legs. Now, essentially, your horse's way of going should remain the same before, during, and after the give and retake. So this then begs the question, well, why does the dressage judge want to see you briefly release your contact? Because as we've just explained, during a given retake, everything about your horse's way of going should remain unchanged. In which case, why does the dressage judge want to see you ride one? Well, the give and retake is a test, and it allows the judge to evaluate your horse's contact, self-carriage, and relaxation. Because only a horse that has been trained correctly along the lines of the dressage scales of training will be able to maintain his own self-carriage and balance during a given retake relative to its level of training. So now that you know why a dressage judge wants to see you ride one in competition, why should you ride a given retake during training? Because many riders only execute a given retake during competition, and they may only practice them for this purpose. However, this exercise has many benefits, and you should ride regular given retakes during your training. And here are three reasons why. So the first reason, reason number one, is to check your horse's contact. So if you want to be sure that your horse is working into a correct contact with a genuine outline, then riding a given retake is a very easy way to test this. Because as we've just mentioned, if the contact is correct, your horse's way of going should remain unchanged as you ride the given retake. Now, the second reason, reason number two, is to encourage your horse to maintain his self-carriage. So if you provide your horse with a contact that he can lean into, and you're forever holding up his head and shoulders, then your horse will never learn how to develop his own self-carriage. So riding mini versions of the given retake throughout your schooling sessions will help to prevent your horse from relying on your hands for balance. And finally, the third reason for riding given retakes during training is as a reward. So horses learn through the removal of pressure. So you apply your aid, your horse responds, and then you remove the aid. So the removal of the aid acts as a reward for your horse, letting your horse know that he has responded correctly. Therefore, you can use the given retake to reward your horse during a series of dressage movements. And the release of the rein can also include a light pat on your horse's neck, which will also help to promote relaxation. Now, as a bit of a side note, obviously once you are training at home, you can pat your horse at the same time as riding a given retake. But during a dressage test, if you are asked to ride a given retake as a specified dressage movement, then unfortunately you can't include the pat. But what you will notice is that if you ever see international dressage riders in a Grand Prix test, if you watch very carefully, you will see them execute slight give and retakes with the inside rein. And again, this is used to reward their horse after a particularly challenging or complex movement. So again, you can use the given retake at home to reward your horse for his efforts. Now, moving on with this, let's also talk about where can you ride a given retake. Now, obviously, during a dressage test, you are told where to ride it, and a given retake is usually asked for on a circle. But during training, you can ride a given retake at almost any place in the arena, including on the outside track, on a circle or on a bend, and also on unsupported straight lines, such as the centre line, the quarter lines, and the diagonal lines. So now we know more about this movement, let's talk about how is the given retake different from another exercise, which is called allowing the horse to stretch, because the given retake is often confused with this other dressage movement. So when your horse is allowed to stretch on a long rein, he is encouraged to chew the reins out of your hands and to take the contact forward and down, stretching out his neck as he does so. Now, there are several differences between that exercise and the give and retake, and we're going to go through three of them. So the first difference, difference number one, is the technique. Now, we're going to talk more on the technique of the give and retake later on in this podcast, but for the purpose of this section, during the give and retake, you need to release the contact by pushing your hands forwards towards your horse's bit, but your reins remain the same length. Now, in comparison, during the allow the horse to stretch on a long rein exercise, your hands stay where they are, and you allow the reins to slide through your fingers and lengthen. So that's the first difference. The second difference, difference number two, is the contact. So during a given retake, you fully release your contact to show a clear and visible loop of the reins. But during the exercise where you are required to allow your horse to stretch, your contact with your horse's bit is maintained, albeit on a longer rein. And then the final difference number three, is the duration. So this given retake exercise only lasts for 2 or 3 strides, where the allow the horse to stretch exercise lasts for a minimum of half a circle. And this is so you give your horse time to seek your contact by lowering and stretching out his neck. So as you can see, there are three very distinct differences between these two exercises. So please don't get them confused. The given retake is very different to allowing the horse to stretch. But now let's move on to talk about riding a given retake during a dressage competition. So have you ever received judges' comments along the lines of the given retake needs to be more clearly shown, or there was no obvious G and R when you thought that you had done it? Now, the reason why this happens is that in order for the dressage judge to award you top marks for this movement, you must show a clear and visible slack loop of the reins for 2 or 3 strides. So if you do not show a clear release of the contact, so if the judge can't see that loop in your reins, then the judge has to award you a score below 5. Now, during training, your given retake and your contact releases can obviously be much more subtle because they're only for your benefit and for your information. But during a dressage test, if a release is specified, it must be made obvious to the judge by showing a clear and visible slack loop. So now that we know all about this movement, let's move on to talk about how to ride a give and retake of the reins correctly. So we're going to first start by talking about riding them in a dressage test. So here are the 3 steps that you need to follow to ride a correct and clear give and retake of the reins for the purpose of a dressage competition. So first up, step 1 is you need to prepare your horse. So as with everything in dressage, preparation is critical. So before you arrive at the place or the marker where you are required to perform a give and retake, check that your horse is straight and that he is moving in the correct rhythm and at a suitable tempo. You also should ride a half halt to ensure that your horse is as balanced as possible. And you may also want to make several mini gives. And these are minute contact releases that are so small that no one else can see them, but they're big enough that your horse notices. And this just helps to encourage him to make sure that he is carrying himself. Essentially, before you release the reins, you must make sure that your horse is prepared by ensuring that he is working correctly and that he is in a degree of self-carriage. Once you can tick those boxes, you can then move on to step 2, which is actually riding the give and retake. So what you're going to do is you're going to smoothly push your hands forwards in the direction of your horse's bit until your elbows are straight and you have no weight in your hands. Now this should be enough to allow the reins to visibly loop. Now during that give, the rest of your position and your age should stay the same. So your body should remain upright in that correct ear, shoulder, hip, heel alignment, and your seat should continue to follow the horse's movement, whether that is in rising trot, sitting trot, or in canter. Now, any changes to your position or seat could cause your horse to change in rhythm, balance, or carriage. So just make sure that everything else about your position and the way that you are riding the horse stays exactly the same. And remember that the important criteria for the judge is that the reins must show that visible loop for a couple of strides, and there should be no changes in your horse's way of going. Now, if you can do all that, then the judge should be able to give you a decent mark. Now, we have a little bit of a side note with this step, and that is because it is a challenging fact that not every rider and every horse has the ideal conformation. For example, if you have short arms, or if your horse has a tricky neck conformation, then you may follow our instructions of pushing your hands forwards towards the bit, but you may still struggle to show a noticeable release of the contact, which is what the judge needs to see. Now, if this is the case, then you may need to incline your upper body forwards very slightly in order to achieve that visible loss of contact. But make sure that if you do need to incline forwards, you do so from your hips and not from your waist. Now, of course, changing your upper body positioning is not ideal because this will shift your weight more onto your horse's shoulders. It will potentially cause him to lose balance or increase in speed. Now, if this does occur, then keep your seat firmly in the saddle and just lightly close your upper legs. Hold them more snugly around your horse's rib cage to try and discourage him from speeding up. But as we said, it's paramount that you show that visible loop. And if you have to lean forward slightly in order to achieve that, then that is what you need to do. Now, once you have shown this loop, you then move on to step three, which is where you need to restore the contact. So after a couple of strides, no more than three, you're going to gradually and smoothly bring your hands back into their normal position to retake your regular contact and then to continue on with your test. Now, if you established your contact correctly in the beginning, then your horse will happily accept the retake of your reins without any loss of submission. And that about wraps up the three steps on how you go about riding a given retake for the purpose of a dressage test. But now let's talk about riding this exercise during training. Because during training, you do not have to release the contact over so many strides, and you don't have to make the give obvious because it's only for your purpose. So instead, all you need to do is simply move one or both hands slightly forwards, and this is enough for you to be able to test and encourage your horse's self-carriage. So think of it as softening the contact as opposed to creating a visible loop. Now, as an extra tip, a good time to practice the given retake is immediately after a half halt when you feel your horse's balance shift more to his hindquarters. And this is because your horse will be in his best moment of self-carriage, and then the give also rewards your horse for responding correctly to your half halt. Okay, so now that we know how to go about riding a give and retake correctly, we're now going to talk about four things that you must refrain from doing when you are riding a give and retake of the reins. So the first thing that you must not do is you must not throw your weight forwards suddenly, because doing so will only cause your horse to lose balance, to fall onto his forehand, or to speed up. So where possible, ensure that your body stays upright. However, if you do have to lean forward slightly to show that clear loop in the reins, then just make sure you do it smoothly. Now, the second thing that you must not do is you must not straighten your arms forwards at shoulder height. Because if you just lift your hands up to shoulder height, then this keeps the reins taut and it maintains the contact, albeit in a different place. So you must push your hands forwards to your horse's bit for that visible loop. If the reins remain taut, then you still have a contact. The purpose of the given retake is that you release the contact, so you must have that visible loop. Now, the third thing that you must not do is you must not snatch the rein back after the release. So you need to make sure that you retake the contact smoothly and softly. And this is so it prevents your horse from coming against the contact and resisting the contact. And then the final thing that you shouldn't do is you should not continue the contact release for too many strides. So it's not a competition for who can release the rein for the longest. And if you do release the rein for too long, then this will only leave your horse wondering where you've gone, and it will invite your horse to interpret the movement as a stretch, and he may start searching for the contact, which is obviously what we don't want him to do. So make sure that when you ride a given retake, it only lasts for about 2 or 3 strides. So that covers the things that you should not do. But what if you have followed our instructions, but your horse's way of going still changes? So what if you still encounter faults, such as your horse losing balance, your horse speeding up, your horse slowing down, your horse tossing his head, your horse losing the bend, your horse falling in or falling out, or your horse resisting the contact as you re-establish it? Well, essentially, if you encounter any of those faults, then you need to go back to basics and revisit the dressage scales of training, particularly the first 3 scales of rhythm, suppleness, and contact. We do have podcast episodes on those individual scales, as well as training articles available for free on our website, howtodressage.com. But basically, those faults that we just listed indicate that you are controlling your horse too much from the reins. For example, you are using only the reins to dictate your horse's speed, to dictate his outline, and to control his bend. Therefore, when you release the contact, the wheels fall off. So here are some examples of things that can go wrong during a given retake and what they indicate. So the first example, example number 1. So if you give with the reins and your horse lifts his head and stretches out his nose, and then when you retake the contact, he comes against the bit, then this is a sign that you were holding your horse's head in position with the reins. So your original contact was not genuine and it had not been established correctly. Now moving on to the second example, example number 2, and this is if you give with the reins and your horse loses balance, he falls onto his forehand as though he's just fell off the edge of a cliff, then this is a sign that your horse was relying on your reins for balance. So to use an analogy, imagine you leaning against a wall that then suddenly disappears. This is what it would be like for your horse during the release. He would be leaning and relying on your contact, and once you release the contact, he almost falls onto his head. Now moving on to example number 3, and this is if you give with your inside rein whilst you're on a circle and your horse then looks to the outside, then this is a sign that you have been turning your horse using your inside rein in isolation instead of bending your horse through his body with your inside leg. So basically, your inside rein was holding the bend. Hence, when you let go of it or when you release the inside rein, your horse then looks to the outside. Now, the final example we have for you, example number 4, is that if you give with your reins and your horse rushes off, then this is a sign that you have been controlling your horse's tempo by using only the reins. Therefore, as you release the contact, this is like releasing your horse's handbrake and off he zooms. So as you can see, this simple action of yielding your contact forward, whether it's for a dressage test or during training, it can reveal a great deal of information. Many riders are simply unaware that they are holding their horses with the reins and that they are relying on them too much. Riding a given retake is a simple way for them to identify the faults in their basic training, because only once your horse works rhythmically forward over a supple and relaxed back into a genuine elastic contact will a correct given retake be possible. So to wrap this episode up, a given retake of the reins is a movement that is required in many dressage tests, although it's rarely ridden correctly. Now, during this exercise, you must push your hands towards your horse's bit to show a visible loop of the reins and a clear release of the contact for a couple of strides. Now, your goal is that your horse does not change his way of going before, during, or after the movement. Now, the given retake tests your horse's contact, his self-carriage, and his balance. And if your horse is too reliant on your reins for balance, or if force has been used to get him on the bit, then you will not be able to execute this exercise correctly. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.